The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The Heritage Foundation's multimedia news platform, The Daily Signal, provides policy and political news, as well as conservative commentary and policy analysis on the issues that are important to all of us who are conservatives. Now, I read it daily, and let me recommend that you do too. Just go to dailysignal.com, sign up for their email alerts, and you'll get this in your inbox every day. One of their latest columns got my attention. It's titled, Conservative Christians Excluded from Benefits of Christmas Shopping. It's written by Tyler O'Neill, who is the managing editor of the Daily Signal and author of Making Hate Pay, The Corruption of the Southern Poverty Law Center. And Tyler is on our guest line this morning. Welcome in. It is Free Speech Friday here on The Morning Answer. Tyler, welcome.
Thanks, Joey. Glad to be here.
It seems that every year we sort of get into this conversation about Christians and organizations they support being under attack, and especially during this Christmas season. Although many of us don't necessarily care for Amazon, you have to admit it's kind of hard to argue with the convenience of ordering, and a product shows up on your front porch sometimes the very same day. And with the Amazon Smile program, it makes it a little bit easier to do business with Amazon, knowing that you're contributing to your favorite nonprofit, if your favorite nonprofit is on the approved list, which, according to your column, may not be as easy as it seems.
Yeah, no, the approved list is far more exclusionary than you would think, especially for conservatives and Christians who happen to care about issues like religious freedom, securing the border, and warning against the threat of radical Islamic terrorism. And, you know, the discredited Southern Poverty Law Center has its list of hate groups that even, you know, former employees have said this is a cynical fundraising scam. But, you know, I've traced it, the history of it, to see how this once noble public interest law firm became a far left smear factory. And it's a fascinating tale of, you know, what works for fundraising to raise as much money as possible, and how the co-founder Morris Dees found a way to demonize those he started to view as his political and ideological opponents.
Yeah. Talk with us a minute, Tyler, about the history of the Southern Poverty Law Center and about your book, because they truly have, they use hate to raise money to support their mission, don't they?
Yeah. Well, the Southern Poverty Law Center originally started, as the name suggests, to legally defend poor people in the South. And actually, one of the first cases they had was a reverse racism case regarding white people who had been fired from a prison system. So that they were legitimately, like, across the board just trying to help people. And they had some really important cases getting some falsely accused black men off of death row. So, like, this was a very noble organization at first. And then the co-founder, Morris Dees, he had family members in the Ku Klux Klan, and he decided, you know, he wanted to move in a direction of suing and bankrupting those horrible white supremacist groups. And that was a slightly positive direction. But even then, a lot of the lawyers at the Southern Poverty Law Center thought that was getting away from their original mission. And once they had bankrupted most of the white supremacist groups that Morris Dees had taken a look at, he started to realize that, you know, going to donors and raising money saying you're fighting hate is a really effective tool. And he started drawing the circle ever wider and wider. The Southern Poverty Law Center, you know, first they went after skinheads, then they eventually started going after conservative Christian groups like the Family Research Council, and ultimately Alliance Defending Freedom, which is one of the premier law firms in the United States, arguing and winning multiple cases at the Supreme Court. And, you know, they're on this hate map with KKK chapters, all because you know, Morris Dees found that this was an amazing way to raise money. If you go and tell people there are 800 hate groups in the United States, that scares people, and then they want to support an organization that feeling this hate.
Yeah. And I was quite surprised, and back to the Amazon Smile program, because, again, this is a program that many people are a part of. Again, some people may be a little hesitant to order on Amazon, but having the Amazon Smile program makes it a little bit more palatable, if you will, because you think you're helping, you know, your favorite nonprofit. But if you were to be a supporter of Alliance Defending Freedom, and you start looking for that on the Amazon Smile program, you're not going to find Alliance Defending Freedom, which, by the way, is a great organization. We support them. We've been a partner with ADF for many, many years. You're not going to find them on the list because they happen to show up on this Southern Poverty Law Center's map, their hate map.
Yeah, and it's particularly galling, too, because in 2019, there was a very big racial discrimination and sexual harassment scandal at the Southern Poverty Law Center where they fired the co-founder, Morris Dees, and had the president step down. And, you know, they had former employees coming forward and saying that this hate group accusation is a scam. And then, you know, later, I think the next year, Matt Gaetz asks Jeff Bezos why they continue to rely on SPLC. And Bezos admits that it's an imperfect system, but then, you know, doesn't do anything about it. And I reached out to Andy Jassy about it. I reached out to Amazon, and they didn't respond. And it's like, you know, the new CEO, Andy Jassy, still hasn't changed this practice.
Yeah, it's quite amazing. On our guest line this morning, Tyler O'Neill, who's the managing editor of the Daily Signal, part of the Heritage Foundation. If you're not on their mailing list, you need to be. Just go to dailysignal.com. You can sign up for their daily emails. Tyler, I would bet, though, if you wanted to choose the Southern Poverty Law Center as your nonprofit, I would bet they're on the list, right?
Oh, yes. No, I mean, one of the things that reminded me of this situation was that the Southern Poverty Law Center sent an email and said, oh, yeah, well, you can. I love this quote. Did you know there's an easy way to support the SPLC at no cost to you while shopping with Amazon? Amazon donates a percentage of every purchase made through smile.amazon.com. And it's like, oh, yeah. So the SPLC is acknowledging that there's a special Christmas cheer that comes with knowing that every purchase supports a charity of your choice, but at the same time, they're more than happy to have Amazon exclude their ideological opponents. And I've said, and actually the SPLC has quoted me on this, saying that the SPLC is a threat to America's free speech culture. And I think they quoted that because they thought, oh, well, surely this will discredit him. I'm like, no, that's what I believe. And
yes.
Here's another example of how you are a threat to America's free speech culture.
Yep. And by the way, buy my book.
right?
Yes, I'll tell you all about. And you know, it's just so crazy. And in reading your column, Tyler, some of the organizations like the Family Research Council, the American Family Association, the Pacific Justice Institute, the American Freedom Law Center. I mean, there's a list of these groups that Amazon has really just allowed the Southern Poverty Law Center to exclude from their SMILE program. Look, I guess it's a good deal for Southern Poverty Law Center because, you know, it allows suggest that more people are choosing them.
Yeah. Well, and the shocking thing to me, there's this nonprofit in Louisiana called the Ruth Institute. And Jennifer Roback Morse, who's the founder over there, she says her organization exists to help the victims of the sexual revolution. When the SPLC decided to brand the Ruth Institute a hate group, it has this section where they say in their own words, and they have these ostensibly damning quotes from founders of organizations. One of the quotes specifically was of Jennifer Roback Morse citing the Catechism of the Catholic Church and saying this is Catholic doctrine that homosexuality is intrinsically disordered. And they said essentially the upshot is the entire Catholic Church should be branded a hate group.
Wow. Wow. Again, you can read more about this in Tyler's book, Making Hate Pay, The Corruption of the Southern Poverty Law Center, just what they're allowed to get away with, and read this article as well on the Daily Signal. Tyler, appreciate your work, appreciate what the Heritage Organization does, and Merry Christmas to you.
Thanks again, Joey. Merry Christmas.
Sure, sure thing. It's been a pleasure. Tyler O'Neill with the Heritage Foundation. Again, read this article, the full article, Conservative Christians Excluded from Benefits of Christmas Shopping. I mean, can you imagine that the Southern Poverty Law Center is allowed by Amazon to decide who gets to be as part of their Amazon Smile program?
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.